And good morning. It is 7:35 on this Friday morning. I'm Brady Safranik sitting in for Mark Wilson. And joining me in studio now is Jennifer with the Jim Gatchell Memorial Museum. How you doing today?
Doing well. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming in. And we just heard the ad before we came into this segment, and we're going to talk about Living History Days that's going on tomorrow, 9 to 2. And you and I were just talking here before we came on the air about how the weather's supposed to be pretty nice for tomorrow.
Yes, mid to high 60s.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a bit cooler than previous years, which I, for one, am super excited about.
Me too.
I'm sure a lot of our volunteers and participants are excited about that, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
No chance of rain, and it's going to be great tomorrow.
Yeah, you don't ever want to say no chance of rain, because then usually you'll get hit with it.
Knock on wood.
There you go. Tell us a little bit about Living History Days. What exactly is Living History Days?
Well, Living History Day has been started quite a few years ago, and essentially it's kind of our thanks to the community for supporting us throughout the year, whether it was through membership, attendance, purchasing things in the store, word of mouth, sharing it with visitors, other family members, bringing them in. It's just a thank you to the community for the support that we've had this past year. So henceforth, we have free admission all day tomorrow. And since we're on our summer hours, that would be 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then the actual event itself runs from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., so almost the entire day. We have activities stretching all across the lawn, around the side of the courthouse, all the way into the parking lot.
Okay. And what are some of the activities that will be there?
Well, of course, we have our mainstays, such as our Frontier Blacksmith, our Faro Dealer, Gold Panning, children's games and crafts. We'll have the Potter River Justice Committee. And we've got quite a few new things as well. There's a whole bunch of anniversaries going on this year. In fact, our new changing exhibits gallery highlights one of those anniversaries, which is the 100th anniversary of the adoption of the Wyoming state flag. So we are going to incorporate the anniversary into our flag contest booth. We have the original Daughters of the American Revolution notification in the Buffalo Bulletin from 1917. So we'll print that out, have the kids imagine that it's back in 1917. And the way that the contest was announced was that anyone in the state of Wyoming, regardless of sex, age, occupation, could submit a drawing of a potential Wyoming state flag to the DAR, and then they would decide at their annual conference in September. So we're going to imagine that it's 1917, and the kids are going to have the opportunity to create their own state flag and potentially submit it for consideration for a prize.
Well, that's pretty cool. Now, is that something, can they bring some, like, you know, can they start working on it now, bring a finished product to this, or do you want them working on it at the event?
Preferably working at the event. We'll have clipboards and crayons and whatnot, and they don't have to submit. They can take their drawing home and call it good. And in addition, it's also the 125th anniversary of the Johnson County Cattle War. So the Powder River Justice Committee, who does wax bullet shooting, is going to potentially talk about the firearms that were used during the invasion and kind of incorporate that history into their demonstrations.
What is wax bullet shooting?
It's safety gun shooting.
Okay. You actually shoot wax bullets?
Correct.
Oh, that's interesting.
They have targets set up, and you have to fill out a permission to, you know, shoot. And
yeah.
You know,
if you get hit with a wax bullet, you're not going to sue?
Well, we have it very carefully set up so that there has never been any issues, knock on wood, of course.
And, you know, you mentioned a couple of the things you got going on with the blacksmith there. What is he going to be doing? Does he actually, you know, start banging things, make stuff while he's there?
He does. He typically makes nails, some decorative objects, demonstrates kind of the use of blacksmiths at the turn of the century in this town.
Some of the smaller things that he can do fairly quickly.
Correct. And, of course, we'll have our tomahawk throwing. Who doesn't love throwing a tomahawk?
Yeah. Now, can anyone do that? Like, if I showed up, do I have to be a kid, or can I show up and throw tomahawks?
Anyone can do it.
Okay.
And the nice thing is that we had just done a dining for a cause in February, and it was three other museums. And all of the proceeds that we got from that and donations are going towards STEM-based programs on wildfires. So we originally were going to have three fire trucks on site during Living History Day tomorrow. Unfortunately, two of them have gotten called out to fires elsewhere, but we're still going to have the city fire truck, And we're very excited to tie in with our community and share the history and the roles and the technology of some of those entities into that. And we've also created a kind of a coloring pages activity book. So even though the BLM fire truck and the Forest Service fire truck aren't going to be there, they'll still be there in spirit via the coloring pages we created.
Sure, absolutely. And another one of the things you mentioned was gold panning. Do the kids actually get to pan for gold?
They do.
Has anybody gotten rich?
they keep the gold.
Okay.
But there have been some gems that the kids get to take home for free, though. Gold Panning Club does a fantastic job. And then after a two-year hiatus, we have the Bighorn Bass Club back to cook their Lukanka, and we're going to have the Basque dancers as well.
Okay.
Also to tie into Nabo, since we are going to be hosting at the end of July. Specific times that you need to be aware of, all of these events that we've talked up to now are going to be continually performing from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Specifically for the Basque dancers, they're only going to perform from about 10:30 to 11:15. So if you have missed seeing the Basque dancers in previous years, I highly encourage you to stop by the museum around 10:30. Also, to tie in with the Johnson County Cattle War anniversary, is at 11:30, we're going to have Mike Scarlett, who has been a great advocate for the museum. He and his wife have continuously participated in our Echoes of the Past cemetery tours in August. He is going to be dressed up as George Dunning, who was one of the invaders during the Johnson County Cattle War, and he was the sole invader to spend time in the Buffalo Jail. He was not taken with the rest of invaders to Fort D.A. Russell in Cheyenne. We have his original 48-page confession in the museum's collection. So we have, of course, tailored it down so he's not going to be reading 48 pages, and he is going to recite George Dunning's confession at 11:30 on the museum lawn.
Well, that's pretty neat.
We're very excited about that.
Yeah, absolutely. How's the turnout usually for this event?
It depends on the weather, and it depends on what other events we're competing with. Chris Ledoux Days was last year,
okay,
and we always wait until after 3-on-3 basketball because parking situation and space is somewhat of an issue.
I think you picked a good weekend. As I'm thinking about all the things going on, it seems like we've had the last couple weekends have been very busy. This weekend, there's only a handful of things.
And the weather is supposed to be perfect.
Supposed to be perfect.
So we usually get anywhere between 400 to 600, really depending on the weather and the events. So I think because the weather's going to be perfect and the fact that we don't have a lot of other events competing with our time, I think it's going to be we're going to have a great showcase
great turnout
tomorrow.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So you've got all the stuff going on out on the lawn, those activities. Is there any cost for these activities?
Everything is free. The Flint Nappers are going to be there. We're going to have local musicians, kind of some of dressed up in period costume, and they are going to be performing kind of bluegrassy, pioneer, hoedown kind of music, you know, when after a hard day's work, when the pioneers were done putting up their homesteads, they just got together and jammed.
Sure.
That's always a blast. We've gotten a few videos of them over the years on our YouTube channel. We'll have Pick Saddlery, who's going to be showing leather demonstrations.
Okay.
And, of course, we're going to have 1860s, 1870s military represented with one of our reenactors as well.
Cool. Sounds like there's plenty going on. If someone wants to kind of take a look at schedule of events, do you have that up on a website or anything?
We have it on our Facebook page.
Okay.
Everything is, again, running throughout the entire...
It keeps going. So if you miss it, besides those dancers, as you mentioned, if you miss it, you can catch it an hour later or something.
Correct. Okay. Again, dancers, the Basque dancers from the Bighorn Basque Club are going to be performing at 10:30. And then if you want to hear Mike Scarlett recite George Dunning's confession from the Johnson County Cattle War, that is at 11:30.
Okay. But other than that, things will just be continuously going all day.
Correct.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, I think the what seems to be, in your experience, the most the activity people kind of get drawn to most? Would it be the tomahawk throw? Is that the one that has the biggest line for the kids during the day?
Are we excluding food? Because I was going to say the Bighorn Bass Club and our free refreshments and cookies provided by the Gatchel Museum Association and the museum board members. I mean, who doesn't
Food takes it, right?
If we're excluding food, I would say the Basque dancers.
Okay.
I would say the tomahawk throwing. the blacksmith.
They're all pretty well attended,
aren't
they?
They are. They're all really well attended. And we've got quite a few new things this year again. So we're very excited.
Yeah, that's very cool. Now, how long has this event been going on?
I would say probably at least 10 or 12 years that I know of. It could have gone much longer.
Okay. And if people want to wander inside and check out some of the stuff that's going on there, what's on display at the moment?
We have, that is actually a very good question, we have a traveling exhibition from the Alliance for Historic Wyoming on cowboy carnivores. Carnegie Libraries across the state. If you don't know already, the entrance to the museum is in a 1909 Carnegie Library that was originally the Johnson County Library.
Okay.
That is only on display for another week. It concludes at the end of June. So we have that exhibit, plus we have our Verna Keys Keys, Wyoming's Betsy Ross is the, well, Wyoming's Betsy Ross is the official title of this exhibition, and it celebrates, of course, the 100th anniversary of the adoption of the Wyoming state flag.
Okay.
And that is going to be up for an entire year. We just unveiled it at the end of May. We have one of her original flags, and so we sent it to a textile conservator in 2012. She had it for about a year, so we have that on display, and it's a little bit history of the Keys family here in Buffalo.
It's really cool that you can get a hold of an original.
Yeah.
You know?
And you can actually, if you go up close to the glass, you can actually see the hand-painted buffalo on the silk taffeta. It's really cool. You can see the brush strokes left over from the brush.
Very cool.
That exhibit, again, is up for a year. Those are the two new exhibits, but if you haven't gone through recently, and we have been remodeling everything for the last 15 years. We also have a free activity book that kids between the ages of roughly 6 to 12 or 13 can do as they go through.
Okay. Excellent. So tomorrow is Living History Days from 9 until 2. It's free admission tomorrow. The activities are free. And the museum's open 9 to 5, correct?
Correct. So the admission will continue after the event until 5.
Yeah. So stop on in. Check out all those items. They've got food for you. Pretty much you can stop there at 9 and stay till 2 or even stay till 5 and you know, you get fed. You get all these activities. You can make a whole day of it.
We like to think so.
Absolutely. We're talking with Jennifer with the Jim Gatchell Memorial Museum. Thank you for taking the time today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We'll take a break. When we come back, we've got your local sports report. It's coming up next on Classic Country, 1450 AM and 103.5 FM, KBBS.